The cold spell gripping the nation and an ongoing drought in many parts of the country are hard on the Mississippi River. Around St. Louis, water levels are at their lowest in more than a decade and could dip even lower. Water levels are affecting the barge transportation business and the companies that depend on the Mississippi to get their cargo downstream. From member station KWMU, Tom Weber reports.
Here on the middle of the Mississippi, just north of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, a huge beige boat called the Potter is crawling slowly between St. Louis and Cairo, Illinois, all the while dredging the river bottom to make sure it's deep enough for barge traffic. The air is so cold today that the horn on this boat won't work. Barges carrying hundreds of tons of goods need at least 9 feet of water to navigate. This dredging boat is keeping the river at depths of about 12 feet.
Yeah, I don't think I have a good way of putting it in perspective for you just how low the river is. It's incredibly low right now.
Steve Durker is with the Corps of Engineers.
We almost never see stages like this. I've been working for the Corps 27 years now, and this is only the second time we've seen a river this low.
River levels normally dip during the winter, but this year, with drought and a frozen river upstream, it's particularly difficult. All of the states along the Missouri River are currently in drought. River engineer Claude Strausser says that's a problem for the Mississippi because 60% of the water that flows past the Gateway Arch comes from the Missouri.
If you're having a drought in the watershed, of course, then you don't have any water that's getting here.
The river at St. Louis has been at below average levels almost continuously since last summer. That means barges can't carry as much cargo. This winter, the river came within 2 feet of the lowest level ever recorded. Mark Fletcher runs a barge company near St. Louis on the Illinois side of the river. He says because his barges carry less cargo when the river is this low, he loses at least $20,000 with every contracted tow.
To have these problems come on top of an already tough economic time is, I think for the industry it is. This individual situation may not be a crisis, but it's just adding one more problem to an industry that already is having tough economic times. So everyone needs to do a rain dance. We need to keep some rain going, coming into the system in the upper Midwest.
St. Louis is a crucial link in river commerce. As the nation's second busiest inland port behind Pittsburgh, normal tows usually push about 25 barges. But with less water and narrower navigation paths, 15 barges is now the limit. At American Commercial Terminal in St. Louis, crews are loading coal on barges headed south. The coal will help heat homes in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but the barges aren't filled as high as normal because they'd be too heavy and run aground. Most power companies have coal stockpiles set aside for times like this when there's less coal, so for now, the low river itself won't translate to higher utility rates. But Chris Brescia with the Midwest Area River Coalition, a barge industry advocacy group, says that could change if river levels don't rise soon.
There are significant savings to consumers and producers of products that move on the river to use barge transportation. But right now we've seen a spike of about 63% increase in cost of moving on the river because of low water conditions.
The Corps of Engineers says even one good rainfall upstream can raise the river substantially in as little as 1 week. When that happened repeatedly last spring, the Mississippi River flooded. This spring, the river might be too shallow for normal river traffic. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber on the Dredge the Potter on the Mississippi River.